So this morning, this rather odd sound, to me, a rather odd sounding celebration, it never really quite made sense to me. Growing up, knowing Jesus as a humble servant, a Jesus that came in as a baby in a stable, in a trough. The manger was a feeding trough. Not like the kings of England and the queens of England, they come in. We see a lot of pomp and circumstance. That's not how Jesus came to be with us. And for sure, Jesus did not see himself like that royal king. So Christ the King never really seemed to fit to me. It actually began in the Roman Catholic Church as a feast in the early part of the 20th century to emphasize Christ's rule over the universe as a growing sense of secularism and suspicion of the church began to grow, and especially in Europe. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Sweden, this Sunday is known as the Sunday of Doom. Not something I feel that comfortable with. But because of the readings that are chosen, that's why it has that label. What seems to me, in spite of the readings, Christ did not come to us with a crown on his head. And it's not about doom and gloom, a king coming back to punish us all. What I see and what I hear and what it is about to me is recognition, respect, and the promise of heaven. This amazing gospel is about who we are and who we are to others. We are challenged to recognize and respect Jesus that lives in all of us. We respect Jesus every Sunday when we come to church. Pastors all over the world, as they raise the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we become a little bit more quiet during the worship and we show our respect. And we believe in the real presence. When the Holy Scriptures are read, and especially in the Gospel, we stand, we sing hallelujah with recognition and respect. Churches and temples and mosques are recognized, and we always pray, are respected as places where God is worshiped. And then there are times and people when we fail to recognize Jesus. Like in today's Gospel, Pilate fails to recognize Jesus. He did not see him as the Son of God. He even asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" To me, Pilate was confused. And we can also fall into that same confusion. Do we recognize and respect Jesus by seeing him in all people? You know, Christ came to earth, and when he was here, and still does, he pays attention to people. No one can escape the eyes of God. A random blind beggar didn't escape Jesus. A tax collector, the lepers. No one went past him without being recognized. And no matter how insignificant others might have judged them to be, he saw them, he recognized them, and he saw their needs as his own. And Jesus expects us to follow that same lead. Do we leave those who are alone lonely? Do we ignore those in need, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual? We might even find ourselves measuring the ugly, the ones with body odor, the ones with bad breath, the people you might avoid on the Long Island Railroad. You know what I mean. The people that we may judge just unpleasant to be around. And we might even judge them as being less than the most beautiful, popular, wealthy, the people in the know, the people in the now. We might decide, because we're human, that one group is more worthy than another. And we fail to recognize Jesus. Do we recognize Jesus in the refugees, in men, in women, young, old, different races, varied sexual preferences? And dare to say, do we recognize Jesus with people that have different political views than our own? We need to do that to come together. Jesus is asking us is to recognize him and everyone with equality. We are also required to respect him in them There are no exclusions. And even though what we do does not justify us to God and earn God's love, Jesus wants us to see him as the king he is, the king that came to serve. He is king because he served. He gave himself to others. He saw value in people, especially people that others saw of no value. He healed, he restored, and he gave them forgiveness. He took the time to stop, look, and listen, to hear those people's needs, to make a difference in their lives. And we should all make a difference in other people's lives. We are called by our baptism promises to do so. And in making those differences, we can see them as small miracles. Natalie Burns, a bus driver, just did that recently this week. I'm sure you saw it on the news. She took this time to stop and listen and help a man that stepped aboard her bus last week. She recognized him as someone familiar. She knew him and hadn't seen him in a while. When she asked him, "Where have you been?" he said, "I've been homeless for a week and on the streets now. My house was condemned." She invited him to ride the bus for the rest of her shift. He kept warm. When it was time for her dinner break, she bought him dinner. She took a little stop at the dollar store, asked him if there was anything he needed, got back on the bus, and immediately made calls and called into a friend, got him into a shelter that night, and then made sure that he was going to get permanent housing. And these were her words. She said that she could not go home to her family knowing he had nowhere to go that night, cold on the street. She recognized what had to be done, and she treated him as a king with honor and respect. She saw Christ in him. She may not be aware of it, but I actually saw that, and I saw that as a glimpse of heaven. This man is now safe in a place working with an agency to obtain permanent housing. We are all called and created by God to be with others, to help others, to serve, to go beyond what even seems uncomfortable and frightening, to follow a king who is king because he served, gave, and spoke the truth. This means that others' needs need to be as important as our own. Their cold, their hunger, their children become as important as our own. Another quick little story, but it's a little miracle, a glimpse into heaven. I'm sure you heard this one, or if you didn't, it was a great one. A young man passing a burning building in flames, instead of running the other way, runs towards the flaming building. And he stood there, and as a woman, in desperation, threw her little girl, her baby, out the window of this terrible disaster. That young man knew just how to curl his arms because he was a football player. And he curled his arms, and he caught that baby. And he couldn't run the other way. When they interviewed him, he said, "I knew what I had to do, and I jumped in." He didn't give himself any glory, but he was happy he was trained as a football player. He didn't worry about his own safety. He didn't think maybe other people can do it. He knew it was him. And I really believe that we all witnessed a miracle in him, another glimpse into heaven, when our own needs no longer mean anything, when we're not tied to this earth, when others come before us. You see, to me, that was no coincidence. It was the right person in the right place at the right time. And the King will give us all a time to serve, to be that right person. So I ask you, be ready. The Bowery Mission in New York City has this painted on their wall. It's part of their mission statement. Serve like you are serving a king. And they serve for many, many years, thousands of meals daily, and they do it just that way. They're people that come to eat there are always called their guest. They always are greeted with a smile. They're giving as much as they need. Serve them and you serve God. Feed them, comfort them, heal them, see them and you see God. Ignore them and we ignore God. What the king is asking, when all is said and done, when all the churches and temples and mosques and religion is over and this world comes to an end, when it all comes to an end, our possessions, our homes, our values, our money, everything that we thought was important, have no more value, no more worth. When we are finally face to face with our God, we will be asked, did you take time to know me? Did you have a relationship with me? Did you know me and recognize me in them and in each other? Christ, our King, is filled with compassion, unconditional and immeasurable love for each and every one of us. This is the King that laid down his life for us, the King that chose to come into this harsh, very judgmental, very cruel world at times, very mixed up world, as an innocent baby. He came to live among us, to know us, to feel our joys and all of our sufferings. He even came to know when we struggle, especially when we lose someone. Jesus mourned with us. Sorry, I lost a friend recently, and Jesus was there with me. This King lives within us. This King revels in us. He loves us so much. And he does this not only for us, but even for those we might judge as different or not worthy. So I'm going to ask you a little exercise. You don't have to close your eyes, but if you're comfortable, you can do that. I would like you to take a few minutes and think of a person you feel you like least, a person that you try to avoid. It might be a family member. It might be someone you know personally. It could even be a person that you see on TV or in the world, a person you will never meet. In fact, when you flip the channels, when you channel surf, you might see this person on the news or in a movie and change it right away because you can't even tolerate that image of them. So I'll give you a minute to bring that person to your forefront. Now, hopefully you have that person in your mind's eye. I want you to peer in beyond the face and look a little deeper. And with all your might, see Christ in them. Recognize Christ. Respect Christ. And from here on out, try not to gossip and judge them. You never know who you might meet in heaven. How often do we forget our most basic Christian teaching? We see it at sporting events. We see it on bumper stickers. We see it on the streets in New York held up on handmade cardboard signs. Do we even pay attention? Do we recognize? John 3:16. For God loved the world so that he gave his only son. How incredible that sounds. Sounds incredible to me as a parent. Giving one's only child for our sake. Do we really see the unthinkable gift that Christ our King is to us? So I would like to leave you with something I read on Thanksgiving Day. It was from my daily devotional, Jesus is Calling. A thankful attitude opens windows of heaven. Spiritual blessings fall freely onto those openings into eternity. As you look up with grateful heart, you get glimpses of heaven through those windows. Keep looking for miracles. They are all around us. Jesus Christ is our truth. He states, I came into the world to testify to the truth, and everyone who belongs to me listens to my voice. Live in the truth. Amen.